the socialist inbox. Do you have something to say? Send your news, views and criticism, in not more than 150 words, to editors at socialistparty.org.uk, or if you're not online, P.O. Box 1398, Enfield N1, 9GT. We reserve the right to shorten and edit letters. For legal reasons, we need your full name, address, and phone number, but confidentiality will be respected if requested. Poverty, poverty, poverty in Britain. 1.3 million children under 5 are living in poverty. On Newsnight, Emily Maitlis asked what needs to change. A photo was shown of people queuing at a food bank in Hartlepool. Many of the parents queuing have been furloughed, suddenly thrown into relentless poverty. A volunteer tells of a woman crying because she feels ashamed of needing to rely on charity. One woman using a food bank tells of how she only eats one meal a day in order to ensure her kids get three. Another how she dreads her kids growing out of their shoes or winter coats, as she can't afford to replace them. This dire poverty also leads to the use of loans, basically from loan sharks with high interest rates. The money isn't used for luxuries, but for food and children's clothes, in other words for living. A Tory MP interviewed had the audacity to portray himself as caring for the plight people are in. However, it turns out he voted for the bedroom tax, against increases in disability benefit, and against public spending increases. He's a contemptuous toad. Meanwhile, the UK's 6 richest individuals are wealthier than the poorest 13.2 million people, and this gap is widening. So back to Emily Maitlis' question. What needs to change? If capitalism can't afford to give us a decent standard of living, then we can't afford capitalism. Forward to socialism. Elaine Brunskill, Gateshead.